The Estonian folklore archives contain numerous traditions related to the farms and places of Holste Rural Municipality, collected by Jan Lepik Punapu. Jan Lepik was born on the 21st of March in 1861 in Holste Rural Municipality, the son of a forest ranger. He worked as a manor clerk and manager at Virazi and Syrgävere. Having returned to his father's house, he became the forest ranger for Punapu. Jan Lepik wrote poems, short stories, plays, popular science articles, and children's songs, and also translated literature from German.
In Holste Rural Municipality, in Kodioru Forest, which stands on the south side of the manor, there is a hill called Rahahaua Hill. Moaning could be heard there on summer nights in the olden days. This is why no one dared to pass by after sunset. No one knew who was moaning up there on the hill. During the day, a few brave people went to take a look without finding anything peculiar. All that was found were fox dens and many bones laying around in the sand. Once, on a Saturday night, peasants were spending time in the tavern. They chatted about this and that, and finally about the moaning on the hill in Kodioru Forest. A soldier they didn't know overheard them. "Give me half a tankard pint of vodka to give my heart courage, and I'll head to the hill straight away and find out who is moaning. If at all possible, I'll put a stop to it." Of course, he was offered vodka by several whose way home passed by the hill. The hour was late. The peasants were already heading off. The soldier had also disappeared from the tavern. Following the directions given by others, he went to the hill. In the moonlight, he saw a bunch of bones in the sand which were frothing at the ends and moaning on their own. Thinking for a moment, he picked up the bones and recited the Lord's Prayer over them. While praying, the moaning gradually grew quieter, and when Amen was said, a large number of ancient warriors could be seen standing in front of the soldier. Seeing their weapons of war struck fear in the soldier's heart. He got up and stood straight as a pillar. The chief stepped forward and began to speak. "Several hundred years ago, we were killed in a war and buried here. Since the word of God was not read, we found ourselves in trouble and feared that we would have to stay here forever. We thought that deep in the ground, no one could save us. Fortunately, the foxes dug their dens here and pawed our bones onto the sand. We then hoped that a pious person through his prayer would save us. We have had to wait a long time for you to spare us by reciting the Lord's Prayer. You saved us from trouble and sent us to eternal bliss. Thank you for this good deed. When we have turned into bones again, dig a grave and bury us there. But recite the Lord's Prayer one more time before you fill in the grave. For this good deed, I promise you a kettle full of gold, which you will find under the great nest of small black ants on the south side of this very hill." The chief had hardly finished speaking those words when everyone turned into bones. The soldier buried their bones as commanded by the chief. After that, he went looking for the nest of black ants, and when he dug, he really did find a kettle full of gold. With that, he traveled to Finland and stayed there. Moaning has never been heard on the hill again. The hole that the soldier dug and the fox den holes can still be seen there to this day.